So good afternoon, Happy New Year. So how is everybody holding up right now? So far so good? So apparently I have a lot of more time, but I'm going to do it very short, okay? We have heard a lot of talks about DNAs, RNAs, genotyping, okay? So we also have heard a lot of people talking about disease, resistance, fibroquality, yield, and everything, phenotyping. So apparently right now we know the tetraploid, the cotton genome, has how many predicted genes? 70,000, right? As plant breeders, we work on another hand, I think we really know what we do in the field in terms of phenotyping. So now the question comes, we know where those genes are, what they are. So the question comes, so we wanted to know what they do and how do they do it. So basically, so for breeders, really what we wanted to know is what they do. In other words, how can we relate those so-called genes to some of our most important traits. So that's what genetics actually comes in. So basically, that's what Mendelian genetics is all about. So we have to create genetic segregating populations. To locate the segregation of our traits of interest. Then to look at how those traits are segregating, how those markers and the genes are segregating. So how can we correlate those markers, those genes with our traits? So of course right now we have a lot of genetic maps and a lot of markers. So but we don't have, a population with a large population size, not in terms of hundreds of inbred lines, but in terms of several hundred, preferably maybe thousands. Not just maybe 100 or 200 or 300 or 500 markers. How about several thousands, tens of thousands? So that way we will be able to dissect those traits in a very fine scale with tens of thousands of markers. Now the issue is that if we just use two parents to make crosses, then we know the genetic variation in this biparental segregating population is limited by the genetic differences between the two parents. However, breeders are working with a diverse germplasm, so many different, parent lines. So the issue comes, we should use multiple parent lines to create genetic populations. That's in fact what Dr. Johnny Jenkins' group did. They initiated a project by using 11 commercial upland cotton varieties through 5 cycles of intermating, followed by multi-generations of self-pollination. In the end, 550 inbred lines were created. So that's David Fong's group comes in to do genotyping. So, and then my group comes in to do phenotyping in the greenhouse to look at the fetacinium wilt resistance, drought tolerance, and sodium chloride salinity tolerance. So I'm going to skip all those technical details. So in the end, we got 68 QTLs identified, including 25 for fetacinium wilt resistance, 21 for drought tolerance, and 22 for drought tolerance. So, in fact, we got an alarm of common QTRs identified. That is good because it means that our tests were pretty consistent. So here I'm going to show you a few slides. So that would be my first talk. So you look at this slide on the x-axis, those are the chromosome numbers from chromosome 1 to 26, represented by different colors. Those different, each dot of represents a marker, SNP marker. As you can see, we have, I don't know how many, I couldn't remember, I have to go back. Almost 500,000 of markers, okay? That's how dense this physical map is. So what I want to show you is here, you look at the frames from the bottom to the from top to the bottom, that's from the two greenhouse replicated tests for fetacinium wilt. So out of about 11 QTRs for each test, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 QTRs in common. Okay? Now you look at these two, the upper part is the QTRs, this Manhattan plot for drought tolerance, the bottom part is Manhattan plot for drought tolerance. You look at the frames, we got 6 common QTRs for both abiotic stress tolerance. Okay. So one more interesting thing is that between the two abiotic and abiotic stress tolerances, we got the two chromosome regions that are in common. One on chromosome 1, okay, another one on chromosome 21, that's chromosome D8. So it tells us something. There might be some common chromosome regions that might be responsible to general fitness and to abiotic and biotic stress responses. I guess that's the whole take-home message. Okay, so we got a pretty good results. Okay.